Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's time for the results of our Tuesday song, Text Off. And we play two songs, as we do every Tuesday. I play the original, that's song A, and then I play the cover, that's song B. So here is the original. This is song A. And this is, interestingly, this is Weezer. And you know, usually it's not going to be a band this new that is doing the original, but this is Weezer doing the original of Hashpipe. All right. I call it a relatively new group. I guess it's from my perspective as a baby boomer. That song is 17 years old. Weezer. Hashpipe. I mean, but think about all of you who grew up and you were coming of age during the grunge era. And man, Weezer was like your band. I mean, I get it. I was totally into all of that music. But that was 17 years ago. So here's what's interesting. The cover has been done by Toto. Why is this interesting? Well, you know, Weezer did Toto's cover of Africa. Toto did Africa in the early 80s. It's become like the hot song of the summer. So this band from the grunge era, Weezer, does a cover of Africa. So now we've got Toto coming back and doing a cover of Weezer, Hashpipe, and the cover, Toto, was the winner. Not much of a difference, a little difference there, though. So B, the Toto cover. Wins the Tuesday song text off of the day. By the way, the other day I saw a video. Somebody sent me a video of Weezer bringing Weird Al Yankovic on stage to play his accordion during the song Africa. You know, we were scheduled to talk about this guidance counselor at a Catholic high school who may lose her job because she's married to a woman. A lot of people want to talk about what we were talking about last hour, and I think we're going to keep this conversation going. I'll save that conversation until tomorrow afternoon. From the French Quarter, Chuck, welcome to our show.
Hey, Scoot.
Hey, Chuck.
Listen, I've been living in the Quarter for 20 years. Never had a problem. I guess part of it is my father's advice when I was in the early 70s living in Manhattan. He gave me pieces of advice. Walk with a purpose. Mm-hmm. Look everybody in the eye as you're walking down the street. And if anybody acts stranger than you, you act stranger than them. Hmm.
You know,
and
Chuck,
I never had a problem in Manhattan. I've never had a problem here in the Quarter. And I'm on the street all the time.
There's one exception that I will take with that, and that is looking in the eye. Now, the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, that I was jumped, I was walking with a purpose, and I was very determined and very assertive in my walk. But I've noticed this recently, that if you look somebody in the eye, it's almost as if you're invading their space. But it used to be, this used to be the great advice, and I used to do this, you look somebody in the eye, and that would make them less likely to attack you. That was just a general belief. But I think that's changed today, and I think people take it really personally if you look them in the eye. So that's the only thing that I would change about that advice.
Okay. Yeah. It's the dog. It's the big dog.
Yeah.
Backs the other dog down.
Yeah. For some reason, I think that has changed, and so my instinct is to not look somebody in the eye any longer. Chuck, I appreciate the call. And Chuck's talking about our conversation earlier this afternoon when I was talking about statistics show that violent crime is down in New Orleans. So we talked to NOPD Chief Michael Harrison about that earlier in the show. But the news gives us such a negative view of our city that the negative view is not as realistic as the statistics. It's perception versus reality. The perception is that New Orleans has never been more dangerous, and it's because we have had some high-profile shootings. And the news, by its nature, focuses on the negative stuff and the sensational stuff, but that's not necessarily a realistic view of who we are. From Mid-City, Ryan, welcome to WWL.
How you doing, school? but I'd like to say two things.
Yeah.
I think the South doesn't respect black people. I'm going to say the not all white folks, but it's 80% doesn't respect black people. I want to ask you this. Black people have been so humble towards white. We haven't taught our children to be terrorists. All the stuff we went through, even in the Jim Crow era, we haven't taught our kids to be terrorists. We haven't told our kids to go and do the things that would might that would probably happen overseas or something. You know what I'm saying? And I thought about that. It's appalling, you know, for these guys to come on. You know, I was offshore one time when I used to work offshore. We was discussing LSU. These guys were, and it was right before Obama got elected, right? And I was saying, man, right before that, I was saying, man, I wish I don't go offshore for this election. Bam, I counted the weeks up. I said, man, I'm going to be offshore for that election. I wind up being offshore, right? And these same old guys, bro, that I drunk coffee with every morning, and we discussed LSU. I'm saying that because you said Camara. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And we was drinking coffee together, talking about the Saints, talking about LSU. Man, when the election came, Obama was elected. The next morning, those same guys were saying, the N-word this and the N, he's not fit to run the country. The N's are not fit to run the country. Man, I looked at those guys, man, you know, and it brought me back to when I was in prison and I seen this little white guy getting extorted. And I was so upset with these black guys extorting this white guy in prison. So I had to go up to one of them and say, bro, why y'all messing with the sheep? You know what I'm saying? Why you don't mess with the lions in here, bro? So an old black guy who was in prison came up to me and said, hey, bro, you're taking up for those white guys, but they're going to kick in your ass when you get out. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And he was right. You know what I'm saying? He was right, bro. And that's all I call it, because I think about that when those guys was offshore and they was when we discussed the Saints and we discussed LSU.
I don't think there's any doubt that America changed, and I thought the change was going to be all positive, but when Barack Obama became president, the change was not all positive. And I don't know why there were some people who took that so personally, like it was a threat to them. There were many whites in this country that felt threatened. I've got to move on, Ryan, but I'm glad you called. There were people that felt threatened. Then there were other people that felt like they had a person who would support them in the White House. And I think there's some people that got the impression, well, we're in charge now. In the same way that there are people who see Trump in the White House and they think, we're in charge now, so we can do what we want to do. And I see both of those things have happened with both of these last two presidents. If you want to join us, our number is 260-1870, area code 504-260-1870. Text 870-870. It's hot. We'll be back. All right. I would like to thank our listeners for giving me the breaking news that there's been a shooting in the CBD. I'm getting text making it seem as if I'm trying to cover this up while we're talking about crime. I just found out about this, thanks to you listeners. There's been a shooting in the CBD. Meg Ferris from Channel 4 is on the scene. SWAT team is on the scene. A man has been shot. Graviano O'Keefe. That is two blocks from where I live. I would never try to, you know, why would you think I would try to hide that? If I'm not talking about it, it's just because I haven't heard. And I still go back to New Orleans is not as safe as other cities. But it's safer than the news would have you believe. But what's so pathetic is that whatever the incident was, road rage or whatever, somebody had a gun. Somebody had a gun not to protect themselves, not to protect their life, but to settle a situation. That is not what the Second Amendment guarantees us. So here we are in the middle of the day. You know, if bad people shot each other, what the hell's the problem? But sometimes they miss and hit innocent people. That's the problem. Is there a difference between white men in powerful positions using the N-word and blacks using it as a casual term for each other? That's our Blue Runner Foods poll. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. Let me go back to a caller we had earlier, Lloyd from New Orleans. Lloyd's calling back because I got some text. Lloyd said he was black, but there were some texts that said, Lloyd, there's no way you're black.
Right. No, I am black. And just because I know how to put a consonant on the end of a word, and I'm articulate and can put together a cohesive sentence, does not mean I'm not black. And notice I did not use the word African-American. Mm-hmm. I am definitely black. And the other issue, the fact that they would say, and he sounds gay, tells me that they have sexual orientation issues of their own going on.
Well, it's like the people that think I'm gay. You're right. I mean, they're insecure with their masculinity. I mean, they think they're big macho people, but they're not really. But and Lloyd, I would never. You know, you tell me you're gay, and I mean, I'm sorry. You tell me you're black, and I believe you're black. And what an insult this is, okay, though. But the perception is that okay, here's somebody that sounds articulate, and there's no way he can be black. I mean, what a racist insult is that?
Well, I'm not going to be insulted by it. I'm going to take it as an opportunity to educate, because clearly that person is ignorant.
Yeah, Lloyd, I'm glad you called back.
Thanks.
You can call my show anytime. I know you wanted me to ask him some questions, like you wanted me to ask him some stereotypical questions, like, well, if you're black, do you like this or do you like that or can you dance? You wanted me to ask those questions, right, to make sure he's black. It would have been funny, but some people would have taken it the wrong way. An articulate guy calls the show, and I get text, several of them, right away. There's no way this guy's black. There are a lot of ignorant-sounding white people that call this show. And for the ignorant people who say, I don't stand up for my race, you're damn right I don't stand up for my race. I don't stand up for stupidity regardless of the race. I don't care what color you are. I don't care if you're white or black or Asian or whatever. I'm not standing up for stupidity. I'm not standing up for ignorance. That is my bias. I have a bias against those things, and I don't see skin color as an issue. Ignorance is ignorance regardless of skin color. And I just cannot believe, as a baby boomer, that I sit here on Tuesday, August 14th. It is August 14th, isn't it? Or is it the 15th? August 14th? I sit here August 14th, 2018, and this is still going on in America. It's sad. NOPD investigating a shooting 900 block of Gravier involving a vehicle. There's an injury there. Initial reports say that a man with has a gun wound to the head. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Yeah, let's just all get a gun. Anything goes wrong, just shoot somebody. Somebody pulls in front of you in traffic, just shoot them. Ask some of these people who had that attitude. Ask them, but you know, you have to call them in jail. Here's an update on our Blue Runner Foods poll. Is there a difference between white men in powerful positions using the N-word and blacks using it as a casual term for each other? I'm not saying both of those are not wrong, because both of those situations are wrong. I'm asking, is there a difference between the two? 61% say no, 39% say yes. Give us your opinion by going to our website, WWL.com. And from Gentilly, Dan, welcome to the show.
Scoot, I'm calling to respond to the caller that was upset because he felt that Lloyd was able to use the cracker word and not the N-word. But historically, that word cracker was used by British settlers in the American colonies towards Scotch-Irish settlers. It meant a braggart or a liar. It was used often in Georgia and Florida by the settlers themselves who were of Scotch-Irish origin. So it is not a term that blacks created as a pejorative term for whites. It was a term that British whites who were from England proper used towards those whites who came from Ulster County in Scotland.
That's interesting. I did not know the historical trail of that. My advice to people like President Trump and the owner of Papa John's, John Schnatter, is to just don't use the N-word, because there is a stigma attached to that that is not attached to a lot of other derogatory terms for whites.
Right, right. And there's a good book written by a late professor from University of Alabama called Cracker Culture, looking at Celtic ways of the Old South. Hmm. So the Scots-Irish were Celtic, and so the British people referred to those Celtic people, the Scots-Irish, with that word cracker. So it is not a term historically that blacks have used pejorative towards whites. Now, I grew up in New Orleans. I had never heard the term cracker until I went to Florida and Georgia. George used to say honky.
Yeah, I heard cracker for the first time from somebody who lived in Tennessee.
Yeah, I had never heard that here. Yeah. There. So I just wanted to add that
All right,
historical
Dan.
Fact there. Thank you.
Well, thank you. No, thank you for the history lesson. You know, look, every once in a while, you might learn something from this show. Not often, but once in a while. From Venetian Isles, Gary, welcome to WWL.
It's good. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, with all this violence, you know, what comes to my mind is basically, you know, are you going to hit them with your purse because you're a big homo?
Well, you know, I mean, I've always got that option. I really do. And that's why I carry a purse. So I can. There's been a shooting in the CBD on the very day that I'm talking about crime being down in New Orleans, and the very day that Police Chief Michael Harrison, the next day, the day after, he talked about the crime stats being down. And look, this is not an NOPD problem. This is a societal problem. And it's just so disheartening that people are so quick to pull the trigger. Ask Ronald Gasser, who shot Joe McKnight Jr. Ask Ronald Gasser if he's happy he pulled the trigger. Ask him. Why don't you call him up in prison? Ask him. You know, what's really discouraging is, again, the reality that so many people have guns. I have heard gunshots from my apartment downtown, in a nice area of downtown. And this is two blocks from where I live. I feel very badly for those of you who hear this in your neighborhood all the time and have plans to duck down or get the kids away from the windows and the doors when you hear gunshots. That sounds like a war zone to me. But statistically, you can't argue with the statistics. Violent crime is down in New Orleans. It doesn't mean there's nirvana out there. It doesn't mean that there's no crime. But the media does make a big deal about the more sensational shootings, and so there is this impression that crime is even worse than it is in reality. If you're on hold, hang on. If you want to join us with your comment, 260-1870 and our text, 870-870. Here's a text that says, choose the side of right, not white. Yeah, white's not always right. If you saw some of the texts that I receive moment by moment on this show, especially when we're talking about something like this, if you saw the texts, you would want to leave New Orleans and never, ever, ever come back here. You would be done with a city. But some good people need to stay to try to change it. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Welcome back to our show. I'm Scoot. Very discouraged that there's a shooting in the CBD this afternoon. Somebody was shot in the head. I don't know what the condition of the person is. Don't know what happened. We'll find out more, and I'm sure we'll be talking about this tomorrow afternoon. Also, tomorrow afternoon, we'll talk about the Catholic high school guidance counselor who has to dissolve her marriage to a woman or leave her job. Should she be able to keep her job at a Catholic high school? That's the subject of the daily Facebook video post. It is posted. It is up on our website, on our Facebook page, WWL Radio. And I'll take some of the comments from WWL Radio Facebook and use them on the show tomorrow. We'll talk about this on our show tomorrow afternoon. From Gretna, Tommy, welcome.
Hello, Scoot.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, first of all, I think you're giving some wrong advice. You'd never want to look away, especially if you're walking. You want to look in the perp's eye, because I'm in martial arts, been an instructor for quite a while, and you want to make sure that you don't intimidate someone. But by looking away, usually these people are cowards or they're criminals. So you want to make sure that you don't intimidate them, but make sure you make eye contact so that they know you're looking. In about 73% of the cases that we studied in Los Angeles Police Department, I was there as an instructor. The victims did say that they turned away and avoiding conflict with people. So
what year was that? What year was that, Tommy?
When I lived in L.A.?
Yeah, what year?
It was in the 80s.
In the 80s. See, and that was
changed.
Well, I don't know. I'm telling you my sense. I mean, I certainly respect your experience, but I'm just telling you what my instinct tells me today.
Nothing for me to whoop a man's butt if he's gonna try to get, to me first or my family. Now, I do agree with you about the guns. A lot of people have guns that are irresponsible, so I'm all for gun rights, but I think the thing's gotten out of hand, and we need to have more training before you can get a gun. Yeah.
But Tommy, let's go back briefly to this this idea, and this came up when we were talking about how you present yourself when you're walking down the street. And, in the past, I always thought, years ago, I always was taught that you look somebody in the eye, that you're not intimidated.
I get it from both ends. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What was that?
No, I don't look away. I don't cower, but I confidently walk by people. It seems to me that looking them in the eye is going to just give them an excuse to engage with you today. I think things have changed.
Well, I just think, and I'm mixed. So, you were talking about the race thing. So I get it from both ends. And I was a foster child growing up and had a rough life before I joined the Marine Corps. And here's the thing. I mean, if you're looking at somebody generally, if they're a coward, they're not, they're looking to attack you from an advantage point. The other thing, if they are looking at you, since I have the training, I want to see them coming first. So at least I can pivot, turn into their body, put them on their ground with their head first, and then try to run. You don't want to engage in anything. You want to flip, you want to turn away, you want to pivot, you want to strike something that will give them some type of dizziness. Now, I do carry, but I'm very responsible. But as far as what you were talking about, the other thing about the racist stuff, let's get over it, like you said. And I've met you personally. I've worked security details at House of Blues for some of the Beatles things, and you don't remember me. I mean, you're a celebrity. I was just working there as a security guy, and I really didn't talk to you. I just said, "Oh,
man,
nobody can say you're a racist."
Next time, Tommy. Next time, man, you talk to me. I don't consider myself to
be
a celebrity.
That's my job. I understand. To look around. I really don't want to get involved with celebrities like yourself. But my thing when I go to work, I have to be cognizant of what's going on. But I have been at that Beatles show, and I met you. Just said hello. I'm a big fan of your show. In fact, I was in Philadelphia when you were there.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, Tommy, I appreciate you following me. And
I'm a big fan of your show. I love the show.
Appreciate it very
much. Always find you middle of the road and always give your callers utmost respect. And like I said, I'm a mixed. And people accuse me of being talking eloquent and articulate, but I'm proud of that.
Tommy, I appreciate the call, and hopefully we'll meet soon. We'll be right back on WWL. Yeah, this was kind of a hokey thought today, but it was like, big back in the, late 60s, I guess. It's just amazing how much people want to fight about stuff. I could go on and on, but we are totally out of time. If I did not get to your call, I apologize. You can send me an email, scoot@wwl.com. I'm on Facebook, Scoot on the Air, SOTA, and also Instagram, Scoot on the Air. Tonight is the Stage Door Idol Championship Finals at the World War II Museum at 6 o'clock, and that's always a fun event. Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby Hebert, Deuce, and Christian Garrick. It's time now for the $1,000 Intercom National Cash Contest. The code word this hour is RAISE. Text RAISE to 72881. That's 72881, and you can win $1,000. Next code word coming up right before the top of the hour news at 5. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates may apply. Please never text and drive. I want to thank Diane Newman, our program director, Todd Manessis, our show producer, and Ian Hoke, our studio producer. And as always, thank you for being part of our show this afternoon. Again, a shooting in the CBD while we're talking about crime being down in New Orleans. We'll have more to say about that and much more tomorrow afternoon. So have a great afternoon. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.